What a crack, absolutely fabulous. 1260 kilohertz worldwide. Subrusradio.com. Supinder Singh on the vocals there. And of course, Tanvi Shah. So how are you doing, Tanvi? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Are you on the platform? Are you kind of like catching the train, are you?
Yes, I am.
I am.
I'm going back.
I know, because when I messaged you yesterday, you were kind of like on the underground. So at the moment, where are you? At the St. Pancras,
yes.
Are you? St. Pancras.
Yes, I'm at St. Pancras, and I'm going up to Oxford.
Oh, okay. So you know what? If you go on the St. Pancras, get the northbound to Sheffield or Northampton or Nottingham, you can come to Leicester. You could have come to Subus Radio. It's dead easy.
I would love to. Maybe the next time.
Yeah, it's 1 hour because when I go to the capital, and I do that maybe once a month, I go Leicester to St. Pancras. It's like 1 hour, 4 minutes. It's a doddle. It's absolutely easy peasy. Seriously.
Okay, I will keep that in mind.
So, Tanvi, tell us what you're doing in the UK.
Well, I just finished. We finished our tour from. We had a Europe tour with Yuvan Shankar Raja. He's a South Indian music composer, and I sing for him. So we had a show in Germany and Paris, and then at Wembley Park. So yeah, we're done with that, and I was taking a little break. Now I'm going to fly back.
Oh wow! So yeah, why not visit London? And there's something about London, isn't it? Regardless of the weather, you may think you get a bit of sunshine, but the chances are 9 out of 10 you're going to get a bit of a drizzle. Do you mind that?
I don't mind that. I always walk around with an umbrella while in London. You know what they say: when in Rome.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Tanvi Shah, tell us a little bit about your journey in the world of music. I do know one thing. You didn't start out as a singer.
No, I didn't. Yep, you're right.
And your family is, are they kind of like musically minded?
How do I explain this? In plain and simple words, I'm actually a designer. I'm actually a creative designer. I've got my degree in ceramics design. And then it just so happened that we used to sing for fun. And one of those karaoke tracks reached Rehman Saab. And, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah.
My first song was Fana from Yuva.
Yes, yes, yes. What a fabulous Yuva. And I was just checking a couple of things out and a couple of movies which stars Abhishek Bachchan. Are you a big fan of Bachchan?
Of course I am. Oh, my God. He's like my lucky charm. So, I mean, it just so happens that I've always been singing for his movies. In fact, yeah. Even Delhi 6, the title
yes.
track,
yes.
I got to sing that. I've got nice songs with him in the same movie, like Renatu, Dilli Sikh, Guru.
Guru. Oh, yes, Guru, yes.
Yuva, Fana, of course, yes.
Absolutely
yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, you speak so many languages, am I right? Arabic. And I noticed today when I was just checking a few things out, Hebrew as well. Now, how did you learn Hebrew?
I don't speak in those languages. I sing in those languages.
Okay.
And before I take up a language, I actually, you know, maybe YouTube a couple of videos. I watch the body language of that person, you know, with that dialect. And then I try to learn the accent and then sing. Because I think music is the one thing which brings people together. So if I sing a Spanish song or an Arabic or a Hebrew song, you know, when someone from there listens to it, they're like, oh, my God, you know, you even speak Hebrew or you even speak Espanol.
Espanol.
I'm like, no, I only sing in then.
Espanol.
No, because that's the first thing they say. That's the first thing they're like, tú hablar Espanol? And I'm like,
I know.
No, hablar Espanol.
Hola and arriba, arriba. No, that's Mexico, Mexican, isn't it? Hola.
No. I mean, I could maybe save my life. So, hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, gracias.
Oh, isn't that lovely? You got such a sweet voice, and I'm so delighted to have you on the long drive here at Surface Radio. Absolutely amazing. I do want to ask you one thing, and there's a couple of artists that I've interviewed in the past who have been molded and trained by Mr. A.R. Rahman. Just give me a little spice of, of what it's like to, because I do know he's quite straightforward. And but how was your experience with Mr. A.R. Rahman?
I need more than 15 minutes for this, but in short, I think he's the most amazing person I've ever met.
Mm.
He's so calm, he's so composed, and the one thing I like about him is that he throw a challenge at me, and
yes.
And it's like, let's see what you can do today.
That's
you know,
it.
Yes. I love working with him because he gives you that free space, and you can do. Like even after every take, he'd be like, okay, do your own thing, And then I will keep the takes I want, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I've been very lucky that way because at least from what I've known of him, we've created the songs together. He doesn't like, you know, the songs that I've done, I'm just thinking back. No, every song that I've done with him and worked on with him, we started from scratch.
Amazing.
And even the background scores, I've not just sung songs for him. I love doing background scores for him, for like Rangde Basanti, for Guru. I mean, all the Yuva, Guru, Dilli Six, Rangde Basanti, the entire gamut. And then he'll come up to you and he'll be like, watch this rush. You watch the scene, and you have to emote. But I want you to emote that in maybe write something in Spanish or German or French. And I'm like, what? You know, he throws these challenges at you. And then every time I've come out of the studio, I've learned something new about myself and how I can challenge myself.
Isn't that amazing?
I guess he's made me think that I'm my own competition because, you know, I'm not competing with anyone.
No. Be rising to the challenge.
And he appreciates it. That's the best thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He appreciates, you know, the appreciation that you get.
You know, you shared the Grammy Awards for the best song with A.R. Rahman, Gulzar at the 52nd Grammy Awards. J-Ho, which I just played just now. What a fantastic song. I mean, that must have been, you must have been in, you must have been, wow. You know, just share me a little couple of seconds of that experience.
Well, it was wow, definitely. But for me, I felt like there was a lot of pressure. It was too surreal. It was like a dream. I feel like, you know, I'm still on that roller coaster ride.
Mm.
It's never stopped. But at the same time, you know, being a woman, I think it was very important for me because I was representing my country, the women of my country. You know, so, I mean, all those things. There was a lot of pressure. And then I think... you know, the mighty sitting upstairs, they, you know, they were nice enough to give us the award.
Absolutely. I mean, Slumdog Millionaire, a very simple kind of movie. David Boyle directed it. But look, what happened to it? Exploded, became massive, and then gave everybody a massive star, including yourself, the actors in it, and the movie itself as well. You know, it's very well made. And, of course, the music on there, well, why not? Rahman's has made some amazing scores on that album.
Made some amazing music, and I have to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you carry on. You carry on.
Teamwork makes the dream work. So everyone put in, you know, maybe even 200%, and we are where we are now.
No, absolutely fabulous. Do you know what, Tanvi? Are you in Mumbai? Or are you in where you stay now? Is it Mumbai?
I'm a total Chennai girl, so I'm down south, and I live in Chennai. I work out of Chennai, but I do visit Mumbai and Delhi when I get to. But yeah, otherwise I'm like a complete Chennai Ponmanai is what they would call me.
So before you go, because maybe your train's around the corner, I'm not sure. But look, here's a question I ask all my my guests and my listeners. So what's your? I always say, what's cooking in your kitchen? But obviously, you're on the train platform now. What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish?
A lot of people say things like, I don't know, chow mein and this and that. I don't know. I mean, do you have a favorite? Are you typical kind of like desi girl?
I'm a total desi girl. But I'm a foodie. I am a foodie. But total desi girl, complete desi girl, whatever. you can never take the desiness out of me.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'm going to play a song in a minute, and it's Amit Trivedi, and of course yourself. It's a Coke edition. Sheher, I absolutely love. Bahut itna acha gana hai ye. You know, I'm going to play that in a couple of takes. But look. Tanvi, thanks very much. I do want to ask you one thing. For those who, and today there's such a big competition on the platform, the amount of wonderful singers in India alone, young, middle-aged, even older folks as well. For those in the UK, if it was one sound advice you give to people who want to be singers or trying to be singers, and I mean, you said you started off with karaoke. Well, listen, you're nowhere karaoke. You're an absolute magnificent singer, and you know you are. What would you say to people who are listening to this show this afternoon? What would you say to them if they wanted to go in the world of singing?
I think that would be diligence, dedication, discipline, and punctuality. If you have these four qualities, I don't think anything can stop you.
Gee.
Please, please don't think that it's that easy. We have to work. Don't let go of your dream and don't let go of your passion because sometimes your passion can become your professional, your profession.
Gee. Well, you know, it's been wonderful talking to you. We could go on, but look at the time. It's ticking away. And, I mean, you play along. I know.
And I have to catch my train.
I know what you don't like. You don't like rock, do you? Although you're quite a rocking kind of person when it comes to the stage. You're a real rocker, although you don't like rocking rock. Or do you like jazz?
I love jazz. Yeah. It's just that I don't like heavy metal, but otherwise rock. I have done a couple of rock songs. No. I don't want to even mention that, but jazz. Love jazz. Love contemporary. Love R&B. A lot of music from Barranquilla, samba.
Yes, yeah, samba.
All of that. Yeah.
You fancy giving us a line in Spanish before the train comes?
Something nice,
something nice. You know, it's a Friday, isn't it?
Let me try. En la campiña sentada esta abuela Luciana, con que saber cantar tempranito se levanta, justo canto y un gallo y otro que de mi guitarra, y ya se dice de blanco para faena del día. Y antes de coger la calle, la casa de su vecino, le pone vaso de agua al ángel de su marido. Y para que nada le falte en el transcurso del día, saca su pañuelo rojo y un coco agua bendita.
Whoa! Amazing. I didn't understand one bit of it, but it sounded absolutely amazing. Oh, absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. And next time you're down, come to Leicester, because Leicester is the second Mumbai, okay? And we're bang in the middle. The studio's here. Come along and we'll do some, I don't know, maybe I'll make you a cup of coffee. I love my latte.
Sure.
Tanvi, thanks very much, all right? Have a great evening.
Good luck.
All the best to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you go. That was Tanvi Shah. A few moments with her, and hopefully one day she'll pop into the studio. Thanks very much, Tanvi. Enjoy the UK.